do like 15 to 18 snaps about, Tom said, last year?
Sounds right. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard a number yet, so just preparing the form and however much he wants to keep us in, but we expect to, you know, go out there and try to move the ball and see if we can do something.
You would like that to be what, two drives, I guess?
Yeah, just you know, hopefully take it one at a time. Go out there and just try to move the ball, see if we can get into a good rhythm early in the game instead of having to wait till till later.
How much has that final drive the other night been something that you guys have been able to, you know, keep in your mind and build on moving forward as you've been out here the last couple of days?
Well, I mean, I think it's good to put something together, especially a 2-minute drive right before the end of the half. To go down and get a touchdown there was you know, it was nice to see, but you know, we got to look at all of them and understand you know, we still got room for improvement. We got to get better on some things and make better decisions and you know, be a little bit more consistent.
You've actually just a lot over the years. You've always been very comfortable and efficient in the 2-minute drill situation, which makes people wonder, why don't you run the no huddle more often? In this offense, can you translate that a little bit more to a regular situation in a game?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think we've been doing some no huddle, you know, practicing that. So, but still, you know, 2 minutes, a little different than no huddle, just because you're, you know, I think we only had one run in that 2-minute drill, so we're gonna need to run the ball more than that in a normal circumstance. So, but I think you know, hopefully we can. Be fast paced and find ways to, you know, get completions and move the ball and but still be able to run the ball to you know, keep the defense you know, not knowing what we're gonna do.
Is it a lot different the way that they ask you to time routes with your receivers in this offense? Like, it seems like they might be going off maybe your footwork a little bit more than they have in the past.
You know, I mean, some of the routes are at different depths than we used to do things. So. Yeah, so I mean, some of the footwork is a little bit different, and the you know, the drop out of the gun's a little bit different with some of the steps, but and so it all times up with the depths of the routes based off what my feet are, what my progression is.
There was a point in practice today where Ben, I think, said something like, "Can somebody make a play?" And he had more colorful language. I mean, are you comfortable? Is everybody comfortable in this offense yet, or do you think it's going to take time?
Well, I think we're still just, you know, I think everybody knows what to do, but just the pace that needs to be done and you know, everything done precisely. So we're still, you know, I mean, every day we're trying to get better at that. And I think, you know, we know, you know, we're still, you know, we need to be corrected on some things and do things more efficiently. But so we're getting there, we're making small steps, but, you know, we're probably not all the way where we need to be. You know, I don't think I think there'll always be, you know, things that we're gonna improve on. It's not something you're gonna master in you know, 4 weeks. It's as the season goes on, we'll know what we do well. We'll progress. We'll put, you know, new plays in, different things in to attack certain defenses.
To be fair, though, realistically speaking, what can you expect from the starters given that your offensive line seems to change every hour? I mean, it's constantly on the change.
Yeah,
there's no sense of continuity. So what can you truly gain in those 15, 18 snaps with all new guys up front all the time?
Well, you know, those might be the guys who are playing for. So, you know, the more reps we can get together, the better we'll be. You know, making calls, you know, guys communicating. So, you know, we don't know who's gonna be there that first game. You know, we gotta be ready and get a lot of guys ready to play. And so, it'll be good to work with this group. And you know, the more options you can have at offensive line to you know, step into different roles, because you never know who's gonna have to miss a game here or there or have to play for. So the more guys we can get going, the better off we'll be.
Was it nice to at least have JD for the entire, you know, because you've made a lot of switches at center last year, which I'm sure might be a little bit tougher than other positions.
Right. Yeah, it's been good to have JD out there every day and just work, you know, working with him, getting on the same page, communicating, you know, getting, you know, make sure, you know, you always want to make sure you're comfortable with your center and the snap. You know, as a quarterback, you got a lot of things going on. The last thing you want to be worried about is, you know, when's the ball going to be snapped.
How much did you think it helped in that 2-minute drive that you guys doing less thinking and more reacting probably due to the
air? Well, I think, you know, I think that's a good thing about 2-minute. You're usually running, you know, your base plays that you've run over and over and over again. Sometimes, you know, it does simplify the defense a little bit where, you know, you huddle up, you get into, especially versus Jets, you get into third and, and, you know, third down, you're going to get, you know, something, a crazy defense, and you're going to, you know, have to make adjustments and slow things down, where you can just play fast, you know, get up to the line quickly and call plays and just make your adjustments.
There were a few plays from the other night, and Tom said this as well, that were similar to what you used to run. Does that tell you that there is a give and take with Ben, that he's willing to kind of let you use some of the offense from what you're comfortable with?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we talk a lot about what plays I like in 2 minute, what plays I like on third down, and so he works with me on that, and so, you know, there's always plays in every offense that everybody has. You're an attack, you know, teams playing a lot of 22 man. Hey, this is one of the plays you run. You know, it's probably in a lot of people's offense. So, you know, those are you know, some of the things we like, and you know, you're always gonna have routes that. You know, guys run well, that Victor's run a bunch over the years, that you're going to try to put them in those positions to run those routes that he can win. And so, you know, that's part about, putting guys in positions to do what they do well.
Well, how, what is the loss? Last question, what does the loss of Jeff Schwartz mean to you guys? And what were you kind of hoping that he could bring this team if he's out for an extended period?
Well, Jeff's, you know, a veteran guy and good guy in the meeting rooms and been around, smart player. And so we don't know how long he's out for, but, you know, it seems like it'll be, you know, for these first, you know, couple games. And so hopefully we can get him back quickly. But, some guys, some young guys are going to have to step up. Weston's going to have to step up. And fill that role, and a couple of new guys might have to step up as well.